Welcome everybody back to second half coverage of the Nassau AA County Finals. Baldwin leads Port Washington 19-16.
I'm sorry.
Alright, now here comes Dylan Madden. 19-18 now as we just start the second half.
So as we start the second half, David, what are your thoughts on the game so far?
Well, you know, I like Port's defense, but I also love how Baldwin's coach is just so involved in the game and he's telling all his players what to do specifically, but also Port got to limit the turnovers and for Baldwin, he's got to finish your layups. And they're trying to mess with the shot clock here. And now here comes Walker.
With the big rebound coming
down. I'm curious, Ben. What do you think happened to Walker in that first half? It looked like he had limited minutes.
You know, it might have been an injury or just something with confidence. I don't know, but I trust our coach. He's got us all the way here, so hopefully he knows what he's doing. Maybe resting him for an important second quarter and third and fourth quarter coming up.
So you're never going to see turnover there. It's been happening recent occurrence, but it's also been happening the entire game, so that's going to be an issue. Dijon just demolishing the board. Stevenson finally gets it.
Fighting for the rebound.
And gets his well-earned foul called on Jaylen Brown.
You know, obviously it's good that we got the foul call, but there is a point where we need to start capitalizing on these rebounds more. You know, first rebound goes up, second rebound goes up, third rebound goes up. This is a game of rebounds. If we don't get them,
So here comes Welker. He's going to try to lead the charge here. It was a little quiet for me in that first half. I'm expecting him to get going a little bit, but he was on the bench. He was telling his team to move around. They weren't really moving much. And now we're going to see a near turnover, near back of guard violation. He's going to drive and kick to Stevenson, who loses it. And now here comes Baldwin. These turnovers are an issue.
Yeah, it's been happening all throughout the first half. And honestly, it seems like our team on offense isn't on the same page. Ken Welker making a good pass down low and Troy Stevenson just not even looking.
Now here comes Howe. Defended now by Spinoza. It's a little interesting to see a big man guarding a guard like that, but he's a great defender. He can take anybody, and he's back on to Pishin now.
You know, I think that's one of the things that you just highlighted, that our defense, that's really good, and that I think that's holding us into the game here. With the score is 19-18, we trail with 5:47 left on the clock in the third quarter.
And that was a quick 2 minutes, 15 seconds. This game is getting to the wire. You know, what's Port's biggest thing that they got to reduce or to, you know, maybe even enhance to finish out this game with the victory?
You know, I said in the beginning, I'm big on transition points, you know, as they're coming down now, really settling down and capitalizing on those points. As you see here, he calls for the ball. Spinoza back to Cam Welker for the give and go, tries to go up, gets fouled, and that's exactly what we need to see. You know, it shows that we've stayed in it for this long and it's this tight of a game without our best offensive play. It just shows how good of a defensive team we are and how good we can be.
Look, they get shooting foul, but they're not going to give it to him. They're going to take the ball underneath. Stevenson's had a little trouble inbounding the ball. He gets it in Cleveland there, trying to move the ball over. Great pass by Spinoza.
Wow, one
more.
Two, three.
And he gets fouled. And that's what Port needs. They need to get to the line and they got to make the free throws. And who better than Cam Welker? He's going to shoot two now.
Now against a big team like this with a lot of size, do you think we'll see minutes from the likes of Sam Mills tonight, who is one of our big men who gets limited minutes?
Sam sings the free throw. You know, it's interesting because Mills hasn't really coming in the big games in minutes that are valuable. He typically comes in for the garbage points. But I don't know. I doubt it.
As Cam Welker goes up for the second shot and does miss. The score is now 19-19. It is tied game with 5 minutes and 20 seconds left on the clock in the third quarter.
So here comes Madden now. Going to try to work some magic. We got a tie game. This is unbelievable because it feels like maybe Port should be winning, but it feels like sometimes Baldwin should be winning.
This is a really back-and-forth game, and this is something we want to see and what we've came to see.
Yeah, most definitely. Both fans are amped up, and they're looking for a great finish, and I'm assuming that's gonna happen here tonight.
Port locking down to a stalemate. Great help defense. As he drives up, it does not make it, and he gets tipped out by Trevor Mafitano.
It's an interesting play there by Mafitano. Why is he arguing that?
They're
going to give it to Baldwin.
They're going to give it to Port.
Yeah, it looked like it came cleanly off of Mafitano. It looked like he was standing out of bounds. But luckily, there's no VAR. There's no replay in this, so they're not going to have any issue. Baldwin's going to try to set the offense now. That's something you tried to do in the first half, but it just absolutely did not work. And he's going to get fouled now.
Now, these are some big points for the Vikings to gain here. It's 19-19 tied game. If they score here, this is one of their only leads of the game, and a very important one with the game winding down. You know, there's a whole quarter to play, but every point in this low-scoring game counts because it is a truly defensive battle tonight.
Most definitely. And the Walker now going to reset the offense again. No movement, as we've mentioned so many times throughout this game. Steve Shanahan can spark some great pass inside. Another pass inside, Walker. Turn, fade away layup.
And that is good.
Beautiful shot there by Cam Walker.
On the ground.
They need him to get going. He had 18 points last game. You know, and that is definitely something that he has to continue doing. And here comes Timberlake. Gonna look outside. Madden three is good.
What a three. Wow, what a three.
He now has 10 points.
And Trevor Mafitano with the and one, falling backwards. A little floater, getting the crowd wild. The score is now 22-23. The Port Washington is up as Trevor goes to the line. Wow, what do you have to say about that? You know, showing him when it really matters.
You know, it's a beautiful finish there. You just love the aggression. He's yelling into the crowd right after, trying to amp up everybody, using any advantage that he can get to finish, and now he's going to try to finish this M1 with the point. The free throw is good.
Let's go!
Now leads by two. Ben, did you expect this coming in today?
I did. You know, I actually expected more, but just any lead to see, any success we're seeing as fellow Vikings ourselves, you know, it brings joy to us.
You know, the second game that I had the privilege of broadcasting, Port went up early, as you mentioned, but then they also slipped behind pretty big, and they had a sick run at the end. Mafitano was hitting every three left and right, and now all of a sudden, Port finds themselves leading in the third quarter of a county final. Now here comes Spinoso. Looks all the way down the court. And Shanahan drops it through his legs. What a beautiful look there by Spinoso. You just love his ability to pass the ball. And now here comes Jaylen Brown checking in for Timberlake. As Howell is going to get marked up by Mafitano.
Port looking for a big stop here.
Good defense there by Mafitano. Brown dominated Port Washington in the second victory, but he can't get this layup to go, and he can't get the foul layup to go. And now Espinoso's in a little trouble, and they're going to get tied up.
Now I think that's something the Vikings really have to work on, even though Espinoso came back from the third rebound. You know, that second rebound, we're just lucky he didn't get that layup in.
100%.
To make it a tie game.
That's something that Sassa had an issue with last game. They weren't making their opportunities, but they had open looks inside, and Porsche is letting Baldwin come in and rebound. That's an issue. Now here comes Brown. Turns it over.
Cam Walker, bring it down low.
I mean, that's a tough play. He had to get it over Stevenson, but, you know, he's feeling the pressure tonight.
Cam Welker looking a little disappointed on that call. He knows how important these points are coming in late into the game and how close of a game it is. This is a sight to see, folks. We got 70 people and counting in the chat right now. Thank you all for joining tonight. Thank you to our sponsors, Port Wash AD and Rita. And Rita, as the Port Washington crowd gets wild.
Ben, do you think Port knows how close they are to a county victory? I'm sorry. And they're playing a little worse, maybe, because I think they're up, or they can sense it, and they feel it, and they're going to play even harder.
You know, honestly, in terms of in terms of the players tonight, I think they're just focusing on this right now. The atmosphere is so loud. There's so much energy. And I don't think there really can be anything else they can be focusing on right now. And hopefully they are, because it's 24-22 with 2 minutes 20 seconds left in the third quarter. Espinoso gets it from the wing. He gives it down low, back out to the wing. Espinoso looks around and gives it back out to Cam to reset it.
And he drives in. Beautiful move and finishes.
Over. Big layup for Cam Welker, and I think that's going to boost his confidence for tonight. It's one of his biggest points of the night with the fans getting wild, extending the lead by 4 points. It's 26-22. Port Washington is up with 1:50 left on the clock.
And a three there by Browns. No good. Rebounded by Spencer. He gets fouled. Polonia now whacked him as he came down, and the fans are loving it. And they, the fans themselves, they're tasting this victory as well.
Now if we pan to the fans a little bit, we have the Port Washington section really getting rowdy, some with their shirt off. It's the sight you love to see.
Now Welker's now going to bring the ball up for Port, looking to extend their lead. They already have a two-possession lead, but any lead, you never know how...
Cam Welker going up!
And he came down hard on his right leg, and he's in pain right now. As a three by Polonia is no good.
And Trevor Mafitano gets it. You can't see on the left side of your screen now, just on the left side. Cam Welker struggling to walk. It looks like his lower back is hurt. This is terrible news for the Vikings, because he's one of our star players tonight.
He's a tough kid. He's going to walk it off. But
yes, he is.
That was a tough ball.
That shows the true character of our Port Vikings team and the character of Cam Welker tonight. You know, anything to win it, they know how important it is. He's arguing with the ref. He's doing what he can to, you know, get any call he can.
Port's got under a minute. 1 minute, 30 seconds to go. Now Malvitano is going to bring the ball up. Now here he comes. On the right wing now, trying to get the ball inside. Stevenson gives him a nice pick. He goes up for the floater. Won't go, but rebounded by Stevenson. Welker thought about the three. Decided to pull out. Fresh shot clock. Malvitano's three. Way off. He's had a tough night shooting tonight, but you know how great he is. Oh. And Peach is going to try to back down Welker. Help defense out of Malvitano. Not going to work.
Wow.
What do you do to fight that? He just went right through his chest. So Stevenson gets pushed up, but he had Shanahan wide open underneath.
And I think that's important. We're relying tonight, that you could tell, as the Baldwin fans are not happy with this call. It's an important call. The Baldwin players arguing with the refs a little bit. You could tell this game's getting chippy as Daly is getting called up to the spotlight. Let's see who he goes in for. The ref reassuring Cam Welker.
Okay, now Cam's coming out.
Looks like there's a timeout called. Bot Baldy.
You see Cam's face. He's grimacing a little bit. It's off camera from you folks at home. But
well, for you whopping 81 folks at home, it is 26-24. Port Washington is up 2 points with 38 seconds left to go in the third quarter. We have one foul tallied up, and Baldwin has seven. We're looking good tonight. Not jinxing it. Knock on wood.
You know, Ben, we saw the Cam injury before. How much of a factor is that going to play in the fourth quarter?
You know, he's one of the star players on our team. He's one of the best players on our team. He averages 14.9 points per game, 4 assists per game, and leads the team in steals. You could tell just by the stats and by the way he's playing, he's really an all-around player who controls the team, calms the team, and directs them through the traffic on offense and defense. And he's a vocal player. He's exactly what we need to win this game. And I think it's vital for him to stay in this game and really push through it. As you could tell, just off the corner of your left screen, Cam Welker is fighting the pain. You could see it in his eyes. What are your thoughts tonight based off what we've seen so far, and what do you think we have to do to maintain this lead, David?
Well, as the third quarter is going to close out, Port has the lead, of course. But it's been very tight. It's been back and forth the entire game. Baldwin's had the opportunities. They've missed a bunch, and they're also getting a little sloppy, fouling a bunch. If Port's going to get in the bonus for this entire fourth quarter, they got to make all their free throws. They got to get back on defense, and they got to stop turning the ball over. And I think Port is a genuine shot at winning the championship.
Yeah.
Now Baldwin fans are going to try to get up. What are you going to say?
I'm just excited, man.
Yeah.
Let's go.
You know, We're fans of Port Washington, of course. We're representing that school, so
we try and stay as neutral as we can.
We're biased, of course, yeah. But it'll just be unbelievable if the team pulls out with a victory today.
The stadium is rumbling as Troy Stevenson puts up the first free throw, and he does miss it. Struggling from the line this season. Those are important points that the Vikings really need to start gaining.
You know, that's one thing that if you're a team, you just got to be great at, because free throws are, they're going to come by. You're definitely going to get to the line during the game, and you got to capitalize, as you mentioned. Only 3 seconds separating the shot clock and the game clock.
Peyton Howell with the ball up top gives it out.
Port's pressuring now on Baldwin.
With the overrated chance coming in like those AAU days.
That's got to stop, because if he cooks him right now, maybe that'll shut him up.
Oh.
Beautiful pass.
Oh, what a block.
Shoot it.
As the time runs out with a minute left, and they're trying to rewind the clock.
Stevens is asking for the time to be reset. Baldwin coach is asking for a travel because the game didn't stop at all. And they're putting 0.5 seconds on the clock right now. What is happening? I'm a little confused what's going on right now.
Little Baldwin's crying chant going on from the Vikings section. It does look like the Baldwin fans and players and coaches are not very happy about that. The refs convening with each other. We got 0.5 seconds. Oh, they are changing it, actually. For those watching at home for the 78, 2.2 seconds on the clock. We're up by 2:26:24 as they look to bring it in to try and get one shot. And looking for the foul, he puts it up, and he does not get it. We will see you guys in the fourth quarter.
We are back now to start the fourth quarter. Port Washington leads Baldwin 26-24 in a very, very low-scoring game. The student section for Port Washington is getting rowdy. You want to tell the fans what just happened?
Yeah, you know, our voices may have been gone, but the students were loud as ever as Matthew Hillman, one of
he was cheering loud for his team.
Well, let's just say he's got the body paint on. He's standing on the seat. He's directing the crowd, and he's downing hot dogs like Joey Chestnut.
Oh, what a move by Welker. He dropped
Sam
him.
Sam Welker absolutely on the floor now wrestling
he
for the ball.
He dropped him, but he dropped the ball.
What just happened? Oh, my God. Cam Welker highlight reel that.
What a move.
Did you see that?
If only he picked up the ball. But, I mean,
that was a little James Harden, you know, stare down,
the only
sink
issue,
the three.
Yeah, the only issue is he missed the stare down, he missed the sink the three. Taylor's just known for his defense. You see it right there.
Peyton Howell, you could see his shifty. Uh-oh. Baldwin fans are getting loud and proud now as they got the foul.
Not only is the Baldwin coach directing his team, he's directing the fans, too. It's like an orchestra instructor. Now, here comes Howell on the left wing. Chance of we can hear you by the Port Washington student section. As Peach's gonna try to bring the ball out and looks to Waters, who's defended by Welker. He's a great defender now. And he's forcing him to his left. Peach's defended by Shanahan. Nothing going for Baldwin till he drives.
Great defense, but a foul goes up.
And he'll go to the line for two. good defense there until the foul. So that's two fouls on that one possession from Washington. Now, that is something you do not want to happen.
Now, we are, David, we are in the home stretch of the game. It's 26-24, maybe one of the lowest scoring games we've seen ever this season.
Yeah.
Coming into the fourth quarter, this is pretty crazy and shows the type of teams we're facing and the type of team the Vikings are. What do you think we have to do to really end this game with a win?
Well, I think that is just I think this just shows how low scoring it is, that how great both these teams are defensively. But at the same time, turnovers are a big issue for both of these teams. As you can see, a missed free throw by Pishon. But I think for Washington, they got to push the pace, and they got to finish their opportunities. We're seeing a bunch of turnovers, as we mentioned so many times throughout this broadcast tonight. And for Baldwin, get Pishon involved inside. He can dominate because he's got a height advantage on every single person on the floor.
Now, I think Julie says someone to them in the locker room because they're doing exactly what we were talking about before. You know, wow, the Baldwin fans getting loud, but Cam Welker trying to maneuver, trying to do something. He's getting triple teamed. Dishes it out to Troy Stevenson, who gives it back to Trevor Mafitano. Goes up for the layup. Dishes it down low. Back to Cam Welker for the layup. Wow.
The shot clock.
What a turn of events. Now, Baldwin fans are quiet now, and the Vikings fans are roaring as we go up 3 points.
You know, Baldwin fans are trying to get into it. They say, oh, Cam can't do anything. Moves the ball. Mafitano back to Cam. And now this three.
Wow.
Beautiful
Shanks
shot
the
there.
Three.
Timberlake, he's having a solid game. He's got 8 points tonight.
Now we got a game on our hands. Everybody watching at home, 92 viewers, we got a game on our hands tonight. It's 28-29 in the fourth quarter, 6 minutes left. Tie game as Cam Welker brings down the ball.
There's a mixing chance of defense and let's go Port. It is
we're wrapped. Clocking in at 100 viewers as Cam Welker sizes up. And gets the foul called.
But he'll go to the line, and he's got to sink both his free throws. Ben, because Baldwin's coming down the floor, and they're angry, and they're going to score. So Port Washington has to capitalize on every single opportunity that they're presented, and this is one right now. Welker, one of Port Washington's best players the entire season. Now with the season on the line, at the line, there's 6 minutes left now in the fourth quarter.
And wow, our live stream's even getting shaken up how loud it is down here. The Vikings fans, twinkle fingers going up for good luck. Cam Welker, does he sink it? He does sink it. The pressure does not get to Cam Welker. He's got smiles on his face now. He liked that one. That's a big confidence booster. That quiets the fans now.
Puts Port up by one.
It is a big one right here to put them up by a possession. And it's short. Hits the front rim. Vikings fight for the rebound, but they don't get it.
It's getting up in Waters' hands now. He gets trapped on the baseline.
They call another foul. That was a questionable
Baldwin
one.
Baldwin got bailed out there because the coach wanted the timeout. But they got Welker there with the foul. And that's his third foul. That's something they got to be a little careful of. They can't get him in foul trouble.
Trying to inbound the ball. It seems like they're having trouble. Cam Welker.
Now he's going to back off because if he gets four fouls, they may have to pull him, and you don't want to pull him.
We
with this little time left, you know?
Yeah, he's got to keep his hands open.
Beautiful move there by Waters.
Wow.
He got whacked, but what a finish.
Whoa.
And the fans are going crazy for Baldwin as well.
Wow.
Nearly turns it over.
Up and under.
And he does.
It's Trevor Mafitano. Timeout. The Baldwin fans are going crazy.
Baldwin
bench is going crazy.
Has taken the lead since the first time in the since the first. Ben, what a privilege it is to be here with you right now in such a close game with the Cannon Championship on the line. What are your thoughts right now as we kind of close out this game?
I don't really know what to think. It is loud. And it is crazy in here. The Port Washington Vikings are down by one. I don't even know. I'm just excited to see what's to come, and I'm praying the Vikings come back out of this little slump they're having here. Baldwin went on a big run. They had a lot of momentum. Julie called a strategic timeout, which I like to see. Slow it down. I think the Vikings players really got to focus in here and dig deep for what they know how to do.
Baldwin is the number one seeded team in this tournament. Port is three. They're not far behind. Baldwin is favored, and if Port can pull up this victory, not only would it be an upset, but it would be an unbelievable accomplishment. And the Port fans know that, and they're going to chant their hearts out. They're trying to get everybody in the student section up and at them. Support's going to go now with Shanahan, Daly, Welker, Stevenson, and Amapitano. Bruins still in the timeout.
One thing I am seeing, you know, the student section for the Vikings are getting big, but I need to hear more from the Viking parents. You know, they're quiet tonight. I think the Baldwin student section is really lacking, but the Baldwin parents section is going absolutely nuts tonight. And, I mean, what it would be like, the screen can't see it tonight, but the Vikings fans are going absolutely nuts right now. The score for all those at home wondering is 30-29 with 5 minutes, 30 seconds left on the clock. The Port Vikings trail by 1 point.
Now here comes Timberlake, defended by Daly. Brown thought about the three. He's got to pull back now. Back to Waters. Wow. What a finish there by Joshua Pieschen. As Baldwin takes a 3-point lead now with 5 minutes remaining. Logan's got to get the ball up the floor, and he does.
So they got to get a big point here because they need to shut up these Baldwin fans.
I thought Amapitano was going to pull that three. He had the opportunity. He decided not to. He hasn't really had the hot hand today, but we know what he's capable of.
What is that pass?
Now here comes the eighth grader. A great defense there by Amapitano, saving possibly 3 points in a two-possession game.
That was a close one as they called the Vikings ball off a nice steal, a little poke out from behind, a little last resort.
Ben, my heart is racing. This game
my heart is racing. I'm sweating a little bit. We got Shane Brown to our side here.
And the ref's going to have a little conversation about who that was off of. Amapitano claimed it was off of Hal.
I think one thinks it's Vikings ball. Oh, they're going the other way now, they call it.
It looked like it was off of Amapitano, so I believe that is the right call. But, of course, the Port fans are going to boo that call. They don't like it at all. Now, a lot pass over to Waters.
How did they get that?
That was a dangerous pass.
You know, this is getting a little scary for Vikings fans here. We're down 32-29, a three-pointer with Baldwin has the ball. All the Baldwin fans has their phones out.
It's like the LeBron breaking the score at the moment.
Yeah, oh my God. And he puts up a big rebound for Trevor Amapitano as he brings it down the court. Cam Welker dribbling down. Looks up. Trying to post up. Looks. Oh, get nice a little pass.
Ooh. Now they're going to call a foul there by Jalen Brown, but you know that was a questionable decision. But you know, back on the other end of the court, you know, Hal is not really known for his shooting, and for him to take that open look shows kind of confidence building. You know, this kid's only in eighth grade; he's going to algebra tomorrow. You never know.
You know, it is a Sunday tomorrow, but
you're right.
I feel you.
I agree.
Getting loud as the first shot is up, he misses. This is not looking good for the Vikings here. This is a big point as Baldwin fans get some fresh legs in.
Shanahan, he needs to sink his free throw, but at the same time, if he misses, you've got to crash the boards. You've got to get another opportunity on the offensive end. Because if Baldwin starts, you know, running this game down and running the clock down, it's going to be a disaster.
You know, one thing I would have loved to see is if Cam Welker just drove to the basket and then just kicked it right out. You know, draw the defender in, kick it right out to the open wing, and get that easy three-pointer.
Madison can kick it over. Waters, thought of the three, drives in. Good defense there by Barshan, closing out on the shooters.
A lot of defense, a lot of moving around and shaking
Round
for the Vikings.
Three,
with the three going up
is no
not good.
Good.
And they get the rebound, crucial.
You got it.
And Cam Welker fighting. They got to push it down here. They give it to Shanahan, who gives it to Amapitano. Little spin move, layup up, and one. No, but he does get the foul.
Now Port has an opportunity to tie the game here if he sinks both free throws. This is the guy he would want at the line. So he's got an opportunity to tie the game with 3 minutes left. 3:50. And he cannot hit it.
Amapitano does not sink it.
Score is 32-30, Baldwin. Amapitano has a chance to cut the lead to one. And that would make, even if Baldwin scores next possession,
this is both free throws. Wow, that's a heartbreaker.
You can't, you know, that's the guy you want at the line, having an opportunity to make both. Unfortunately, he misses. But now they got to play sound defense to prevent a two-possession game here.
Oh,
take a push there, no?
No, all contact, all clean.
And here comes Timberlake on the right wing.
Shot clock winding down to 7, 6, 5 with the 3 going up.
Force getting lucky here,
oh
and they're going to turn it over.
What are you doing? And here's my problem where Dewey just, this is a crucial time. You see the Baldwin coach getting up, moving around, like organizing everyone on the court while Dewey's sitting here when we're the ones in crisis. I mean, I think we need something from the coach here, you know, maybe a sub change, maybe a timeout. Tell him, you know, give him a little confidence. Tell him what to do.
If Baldwin scores here, definitely I would recommend a timeout here. Waters thought about the three. Now here comes
Shot
Timberlake.
Shot clock winding down again as he goes up for the end.
Wow, what a finish by Timberlake as the Baldwin coach is hyping up the crowd. And our screen is shaking. Timberlake with the opportunity to put Baldwin up by 5 with 2:45 to go. And he hits it. That's just devastating.
I'm shaking my head right now.
Daly now. Gets it to Welker.
There's a big possession coming up for the team. Cam Welker gets it down low. Oh my God.
And you got it. You got to finish those layups. But great move.
Go,
by
go,
Stevenson.
Go! Cam Welker with the layup.
Finally hits the layup. Great play there by Stevenson. Not to give up on it. Kicks it back in. Welker layup. And finally, it's back to a one possession
game. A sigh of relief. For 130 people watching at home, what's the score? What's the score? There's 2 minutes, 30 seconds left in the fourth quarter towards the end of the game. The score is 35-32. Baldwin is up by 3.
You know, Ben, I got to ask you, as this game's coming to an end, what do both teams have to do to close out? If you're Baldwin, they're leading, of course. But, you know, Port at the same time, they're not shying away. They're having opportunities down low. They're having opportunities from three, and you got to hit them. All right, Ben is now texting the chat to leave the score. It's 35-32 Baldwin. The student section is still active, but the parents for Baldwin are just—they're up and dancing.
All right. Vikings fans, we should appreciate them, a little moment for them. They've been standing this entire time, no matter what, losing or winning. I think that's a really important, shows, you know, the type of culture we have here at Port Washington.
Ben, my question before was, before I got interrupted by the chat, you know, what does Baldwin got to do to close up this game, or what does Port have to do to try to get back into it?
I think Port just has to stay cool, calm, and collected, you know. And I think Baldwin, I think they just got to keep doing what they're doing. You could tell. They feel confident on the ball, and I think they need to keep that.
And
a little rival chance between Port Washington and Baldwin. You could feel the tension as Port goes into full press mode. And he calls a timeout.
Smart play, but that's great.
Smart play, but also
defense by Port Washington, yeah, forcing that timeout.
That was great call.
And now we're back in the huddle again. You couldn't ask for a better finish so far. This game has just been neck and neck. Unfortunately, we can only have one winner, and we hope it's for Washington, but at the end of the day, Baldwin is leading. Give him the line, Ben. One shot. Hootie's taking it for Port.
Give me Iguodala. No, on a serious note, though, I think I'm going Cam, actually.
I feel like
Cam
Trevor
Walker
hasn't been playing phenomenal today. I mean, he's still been good, but Cam, he's getting his confidence back.
Nothing against Amafitano, and I think he has been playing well, just not up to his standard. You know, the way he's been playing, we've had big expectations, so has everyone else. I think he's got it. He maybe didn't step up to his full ability tonight, but hopefully we can see him next game if we can extend this tonight.
Definitely. If Port Washington wins this game, I believe they go into Long Island Championships or qualifiers. I'm not.
Long Island Championship.
That would just be an unbelievable accomplishment for the school.
It has been years since we've been in the last Long Island Championship, looking to get another one as the Vikings go back on to take back the court again.
Baldwin's now going to have to beat a full court press. Tishan has trouble getting the ball and gets it to Brown. Brown picked up by Welker and Stevenson. Has to dish it off to Madden. Port's going to play up now. They're going to try to prevent any three. They can't have this game get out of hand.
We are in prevent defense, help defense. We got to do anything, like David just said, to stop the ball.
Great defense here by Daly, preventing a drive.
Great defense here all around as Baldwin moves the ball.
Brown goes in for the layup.
Oh.
I think they're going to get a charge now. Beautiful take there by Stevenson. Now Port's going to have another opportunity with 2 minutes left. Ben, what do they have to do on offense right now? To score and get back in. You look for the three, you still got time for the two.
I don't think you go for three. I think you go any points you can get the way we've been playing. We just need points, points, points. You know, get the Baldwin fans to get a little quieter with Cam Welker giving out to Troy Stevenson on the top.
Malvitano's up in three, drives in, back to cut to Daly. His layup won't go. We'll get the
go
back.
Shoot, get, make.
From our angle, it looks like it could go in, but it obviously was very, very short.
This is such a nail biter. I mean, those are such important two layups in a row that,
you know, we're
so
frustrated
important
about those takes, but the only players, most frustrated player in the court right now is Kenny. You know, he missed those two layups. But right now, you can't hang your head. You got to keep fighting. Ball in more trouble.
And they call a travel going down the Vikings' way. It's a big call for the Vikings trying to get back in this. And we have a game on our hands, folks. It is still 35-32 with the minute 30 left on the clock. 10 fouls for Baldwin, 6 fouls for Port Washington. Troy Stevenson bringing it in.
Can inbound the ball now.
Gives it to Kenny
for the three. And it is Kenny
it's all tied up, 35-35, as Bowen brings down the ball, and the Vikings fans are going crazy.
What a way to redeem yourself.
Two layups, and then hits a three of his life, and we are
tied. Bowen fans are quiet now, folks, and it is a game.
Now,
a minute left, 35-35.
Madden now, top of the key. Port's got to defend the perimeter here. Coach is directing him which way to go. Good help there by Shanahan. Brown
big
three.
Shot. Oh my God, he sinks it.
Jaylen Brown.
Oh my God, he sunk
three.
It. Oh my God.
The court needs the timeout.
Offsets what we just did. 56 seconds left. 38-35. Baldwin's up with a big back-to-back three.
That is just crushing for Port Washington, but they can't give up. The game is not over yet.
Oh my God.
You gotta answer on offense, and it doesn't have to come with the three ball. It can come inside, but it's gotta be efficient. What a big-time shot there by Jaylen Brown.
What a shot, and that was no easy shot. Corner three contested. You know, we are part of the Port Vikings squad, but you got to give him credit for that. What a shot.
Great
under
shot.
The pressure in the corner with the fans behind him screaming at him. Wow, that takes some talent.
I thought he wasn't going to pull that, but I think he knows how special he is, and he knows his own ability, and he rises up for the occasion there.
Wow.
What do you think Port's discussing this huddle right now, Ben?
Only God knows.
Even if you try to get it to Trevor here for a three, you good?
Yeah, I think I see him drawing up a play. He's dabbing up. Coach is dabbing up his teammates. I think he knows what he's doing. He's got it under control. You know, we believe in him. He's got us this far. Let's see what he can do here.
But they're going to run the same lineup with the two sophomores.
All right. And this game's got even me and David and I standing now.
Yeah, we're up. We're excited. This is Port's biggest game in 4 years.
We're bouncing up and down. This is huge.
I'm interested. Baldwin's not going to press here, I guess, in case they get beat.
Cam Walker's going to bring it down.
And Walker,
the
right
get
wing. Malvitano's three.
He goes up.
It's
he doesn't make it. Troy Stevenson fighting
for
the rebound.
They're going to
give it back
foul.
Down to Baldwin way.
They're going to call a foul on Stevenson. The game's not over yet, I don't think. But it's getting close.
Uh-oh. We could be looking at the red for the Vikings right now. We are down 3 points.
What a game we've had the privilege of calling today, Ben.
Mikey missed out tonight.
Yeah. My good friend Mikey's, he's at the plate today.
All right, here it goes. A lot of noise coming down. Number 11.
Brown's free throw
is good. Wow.
And he'll stay for another.
And that is huge. That makes it a two-possession game. Port's going to have some... Oh, wow. The Baldwin fans waving goodbye to the Port fans.
Jalen Brown's second free throw.
Goes
good.
In.
He is cold-blooded.
Talk about clutch. Jalen Brown, the senior, as Cam Walker brings it down, looking for some vital points.
Mavatano doesn't have to shoot it necessarily, but he's got to get quick points. He's getting trapped. That's not what's got to happen.
Cam Walker looking up.
Swarming
he takes
the
it.
Ball and...
oh. Trevor Mavatano puts it up. He gets fouled.
Oh, just short, but he gets fouled. And he'll go to the line for three free throws. He missed the last two. He's got to make all
three.
He's
got to
right
make all three. He has to.
But that shot was so close to going in. It felt like he just chucked it up and instead of prayer, but that hit the front rim.
You know, it was a better shot than I thought. You know, the Baldwin player holding him back, now talking to the ref.
And the Baldwin these are fans big, are getting loud.
Big foul shots for Trevor Mafitano here. He missed two before. Let's see if he can do it. And he can. He's clutch like that.
He's got to make this next one to keep it a one-possession game. That being said, you got to try to go for the steal and then foul on defense no matter what.
Everyone getting really loud again. The atmosphere is going crazy. Trevor Mavatano puts it up. That's two for two.
You said talk about clutch. How clutch is that?
That's two for two, baby. For those at home, 184 viewers and counting. The score is 40-37. Port trails as the next one goes up. It is no good.
No good.
There's 28 seconds left on the clock. Baldwin is up 3 points, 40-37.
And Dylan Madden's now going to go to the line with a 1-1. I believe
this is
with
hard.
An opportunity
to seal
to
a game.
Extend the ball. I wouldn't necessarily say. I'd say it's a very,
you know,
very tough climb for Washington to get back.
The problem is we have, you know, there's 20 seconds left on the clock.
Yeah, of course.
We're down by the 3 points of possession already. They have to miss this if we want a good enough chance to come back.
Madden.
This is insanely important.
Madden's first free throw is good.
Oh my God, he made it.
These Baldwin players are no joke when it comes to the line. They are unbelievably efficient. And Madden's second free throw now. Baldwin up by five is good.
Wow.
And now Port's got to hurry.
Port's got to go fast now. They got to get a big three off. Or just any points. They got to go quick. As
and
Ken Walker takes the shot.
Is no
misses.
Good. And it's rebounded and by Baldwin. He still got a
game.
Foul. Stevenson's got a foul.
Baldwin fans going crazy now.
Madden, back to the line.
What we can be looking for here is a missed free throw right now. We go down, get the three. Foul.
Turnover.
Another missed
or
free throw.
Or a turnover.
Yeah.
These are some big free throws here.
And that is good.
I would still say, look, it's still a two-possession game. But if he makes this next free throw, three possession, and looks like there's possibly no coming
pull
back.
A little Allen Iverson. The Vikings fans are filing out, unfortunately. And, yeah.
Now Cam. Got to hope for a milker here. He's got to put up a three, but he's got to drive in.
Puts
his
up the corner three. And
is way off.
Way off.
And that's it. With only 10 seconds left. Port's going to call a timeout, but this game is over.
Yeah, unfortunately, and as the fans file out, we have 10 seconds left. We have 11 seconds left for those watching at home. The score is 44-37. Baldwin's winning. They go 3-0 against us on the season, a devastating loss that ends our season. It really is a heartbreaker to say, but I guess we come back next year stronger.
It is. Most definitely a tough loss that Port's going to have to swallow, but moving forward.
As the Baldwin fans throw up middle fingers and wave goodbye.
It looked like Port had this game.
Yeah.
The third quarter, Baldwin comes storming back.
What do you think it was? You could just see it in their faces.
It's the free throw line for me. You got to make all your free throws.
Yeah, I mean, you could just see
Shanahan
it in their faces.
Shanahan missed one, Malpitano missed three, and they're all making them.
You could just see it in their eyes, their faces. Troy Stevenson, Cam Welker, the two seniors out there tonight, giving it their all. They played, obviously, the most minutes. Two of the best players on the court, especially Cam Welker, you know. It really is something sad to see. What a great season these boys have had. I mean, I guess it isn't over till it's over, but, you know.
I want to just congratulate Cam Welker, Troy Stevenson, and Sean Ernst on their unbelievable career in Port Vikings. We all deeply miss you.
Deeply.
And now, you know, as this game is gonna run out, Port's still going to foul.
So as we go to the free throw line, as David said, a huge shout out to our seniors who put their heart, blood, sweat, tears out on the court, left it all out there. We know how hard they worked, and we're all proud of them, all the fans, all the coaches, all the staff, every teacher, everybody, we're all proud, and we'll get them back next year.
Yeah, you got to think, you know, how much of a factor is revenge now for next season. They're going to play Baldwin for sure. They're going to have Malpitano still there. They're going to have all the sophomores still there.
Yeah, you know, on the bright side, looking up, I know it is hard to look at the bright side right now, but we do still have a bright future ahead. We have Trevor Malpitano, who leads the team in points per game at 18.8 points per game. He leads the team in points, rebounds, blocks, and turnovers. We have Jake Siciliano, another promising junior. Mac Tiger, a promising junior. And then, obviously, we go to the sophomores who have 2 years left with us. Ryan Shanahan.
And now it's over. Baldwin are your 2023 Nassau AA County Champs. Congratulations to them. Devastating loss for Washington. Thank you for joining us all season long.
Thank you for joining us. It's yours truly, Ben Chodosh and David Silverstein, as Baldwin takes it to the Long Island Championship. Port Washington, great going. We're proud of you. We know how hard you've worked, and we'll just get them come back stronger next year. Thank you so much for tuning in with us. Thank you so much to the live stream, all 100, 200 viewers coming in. We'll see you next year, boys.
Thank you.